Welcome to Show Me Mike, the podcast where I talk to other podcasters normally about podcasting. You can find it online at goodstuff.fm/smym or on Twitter at smym_fm. I'm your host, Chris Enns, and for this episode, I've got just me talking to you for a few minutes. So let's just cut the music short and get right into it. Just a quick episode this week, as there's no guest booked and I've got lots of day job, client worked stuff to get done, you know, which helps pay the bills and keep my family afloat with mini-wheats. Our boys are going through a big mini-wheats phase right now, and of course, milk that goes along with the mini-wheats. Apparently two growing boys eat a lot of mini-wheats and drink a lot of milk, turns out. So I've had some great feedback to the last couple of episodes where I've been talking through some future thoughts. The episodes, were sort of a mishmash of Show Me Your Mic and Dailyish, my solo show. Particularly, actually, some folks over on ADN, if you remember that, alpha.app.net/iChris, anyone out there? Unlike something like Startup, this isn't, hopefully it's obvious, but this isn't my full-time gig, so it's difficult to sometimes maintain a focus on growing one thing, and this is like good stuff and related podcasts. And when I'm also trying to maintain and grow, you know, like a client-based business, consulting business, devoting one day and random other moments throughout the week to good stuff makes it difficult to build some momentum, it feels. And so ideas and thoughts I have one day get lost in the shuffle of life and fade away. And at times, kind of feels like we're doing the two steps forward, one and a half-ish steps back process of building something and just kind of hard to get anywhere. I'm tremendously grateful, though, to the fact that I have at least one day. I remember a few years ago podcasting only on, you know, evenings or weekends because I was working full time for other people, and kind of have to remind myself of that because something I struggle with is what I'm calling the if onlys. If only I had just one day a week to podcast, imagine what I could do. If only I had 3 days to podcast, imagine what I could do. If only I had enough people supporting my Patreon, imagine what I could do. The if only has kind of become an excuse, or my excuse, for not doing the hard work, for not just putting my head down and pushing forward, for letting myself get depressed that success isn't coming as quickly as I'd like. Here's a few more of my if onlys. If only I had an audience that was as responsive as that other podcaster or that other blogger or whatever. If only I had a DBX-286 compressor, then my audio would sound so much better and I'd have success. And if only my friends, my real life friends, wanted to podcast together, I'd be able to have some more support, you know, in doing this here in real life. If only I knew how to program in Ruby and understand Postgres, Grunt, Gulp frameworking, I'd be able to move us forward, which those things aren't actually all real. Well, they are, but yeah. Those are just a few of my real life what if onlys. What if onlys? Just if onlys, I'm calling them. Stick on brand here, Chris. That I think about and kind of let me get down. I find when I give actual voice to some of my if-onlys, either by talking it through with my wife, like I did on episode 101 of Dailyish, blogging or tweeting it out to the world, or just even saying it out loud, it can take a lot of the if-onlys power away. It doesn't always work for me. I'm not some self-help guru here. Sometimes the if-onlys shut me down for a whole day, and it's all I can do just to respond to an email. The darkness kind of overwhelms my brain, and everything feels impossible, too hard. It sounds kind of pitiful to say that out loud, but I'd rather name the demons and bring them out into the light than to let them lurk in the darkness. It sounds kind of dramatic maybe, but it really is true sometimes, for me anyways. I'm jealous of and celebrate those folks out there who can win the fight against the if-onlys, or seem to anyways, more easily than I do. I know I'm sure everybody struggles with them in some degree, or for whom they don't even enter their brain. I'm blessed with insanely good looks, but struggle with the if-onlys, so I guess we all have our burdens to bear. I suppose. All right, well, time for me to get some stuff done and get some work done. I'd love to hear your thoughts, feedback, questions, or some of your if-onlys that get in the way of you getting stuff done, podcasting or otherwise. I'm not writing an ebook. This isn't going into some course. This is just something I needed to help get my brain forward and move forward with. You can reply on Twitter at iChris or ADN. If you're still over there, I'm iChris on there as well. Chris@goodstuff.fm is my email address. Remember, if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, be sure to visit goodstuff.pointlet.com and you can book into a guest spot. I'd love to have you on to talk about your podcast. my general kind of rule is that it, you know, it's currently publishing. It's a 5 episodes at least ish kind of in the books, and plans to continue, obviously, and things like that. So I think for this episode anyways, for now, a shorter one. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.